Headline, XRP Billionaire Boys Club, Tracking Ripple's Earliest Insiders. Published at 7:39 p.m., September 23, 2025. Ripple founders and early insiders have sold billions of dollars worth of personal XRP allocations. According to Forbes, two of its co-founders, Chris Larson and Jed McCaleb, are worth a combined $14.7 billion, based almost entirely on their XRP and Ripple equity holdings. This year alone, Larson has transferred hundreds of millions of dollars worth of personal XRP allocations into exchanges. Unfortunately, the full history of their sales and current XRP ownership is hidden from public view. This is largely due to Ripple's developers permanently deleting the XRP ledger's first 32,569 blocks. This technical mistake erased the history of which wallets sold XRP in 2012, the blockchain's first year in operation. It also obscured untold data from the most important formative months of the XRP ledger. Despite the community reconstructing a decent amount of data since 2013, the full transaction histories of Christopher Larson, Jed McCaleb, Arthur Brito, David Joel Katz Schwartz, and other early insiders like Brad Garlinghouse might never become public knowledge. And while some, like McCaleb, have allowed the media to broadcast their personal sales transparently, others, like Brito, have mostly kept their personal finances private. Nevertheless, Protos has drawn on court documents, self-disclosures on social media, and third-party estimates in an effort to piece together what's known about the wealth of these five large recipients of XRP during its earliest years. Before we begin, here's a timeline of some of the key events in Ripple's history. Timeline of XRP. 15 years ago. 2011. David Schwartz, Jed McCaleb, and Arthur Brito begin the development of the XRP ledger. 13 years ago. June 2, 2012. Schwartz and Brito co-start the XRP ledger. 13 years ago. September 2012. Chris Larson joins the team and soon becomes CEO of the company that is now known as Ripple, formerly NuCoin, OpenCoin, and Ripple Labs. 13 years ago, December 31, 2012. A server bug causes the loss of the first 32,569 ledgers, losing more than 6 months of the ledger's full transaction history. 13 years ago. January 1, 2013. The XRP ledger restarts from ledger 32,570, which is subsequently designated as the new Genesis ledger. Balances from the original Genesis ledger are backdated from this date. 12 years ago. July 2013. McCaleb stops working for Ripple. 11 years ago. May 2014. July 2022. McCaleb programmatically sells his XRP. 11 years ago. 2015 to 2020. According to the SEC, Larson and his wife sell approximately 1.7 billion XRP for approximately $450 million. 9 years ago. December 2016. Larson steps down as CEO of Ripple, remains executive chairman. 9 years ago. January 2017. Brad Garlinghouse becomes CEO of Ripple. 8 years ago. April 2017. December 2019. The SEC estimates that Garlinghouse sold at least 321 million XRP worth approximately $150 million. 5 years ago. December 22, 2020. The SEC files a lawsuit against Ripple, Larson, and Garlinghouse, alleging and prevailing in a complaint that Ripple illegally sold XRP as unregistered securities to institutional investors. 3 years ago. July 17, 2022. McCaleb completes the sale of his XRP holdings, having sold at least 5.7 billion XRP for approximately $3.1 billion. 2 months ago, August 7, 2024. The SEC's case against Ripple concludes with a settlement, requiring Ripple to pay a $125 million fine. Article continues below. Chris Larson. Larson, hired by McCaleb in 2012 and serving as Ripple's CEO through 2016, usually tops the wealth leaderboard of early Ripple insiders. Estimates of his personal net worth today start at $8 billion and go as high as $11 billion and beyond. Larson received 9 billion XRP at the genesis of the blockchain in 2012. Blockchain analysts believe Larson transferred or sold about $175 million worth of XRP on July 25th, $26 million on July 17th, $31 million on January 22, $60 million on January 16th, and $24 million on January 6th. Those are just the transfers analysts have been able to track since the start of this year. In the above paragraph, the ambiguity of transferred or sold is intentional. Because personal XRP allocations are private assets, Ripple insiders are under no obligation to publicly disclose their sales. As a result, unless an insider admits that an actual sale has occurred, the best that analysts can do is track any of their known wallets' transfers into centralized exchanges. Once commingled with other customers' coins inside exchanges' omnibus wallets, it becomes difficult to determine whether they subsequently sold, converted, or held the asset. In terms of actual sales, the leading estimate of Larson's fiat gains from selling XRP comes from a Securities and Exchange Commission, SEC, enforcement action. According to commissioners, Larson and his wife sold at least $450 million worth of XRP from 2015 through 2020. In 2014 and 2015, Larson also donated 1.2 billion XRP to Ripple Works, a charitable foundation that reported assets of approximately $1.4 billion as of 2024. In April 2019, he donated up to $25 million worth of XRP to San Francisco State University. Despite all of his donations and sales, Larson still owns quite a bit of XRP. Even his $450 million worth of sales as of 2020, plus a few hundred million more in transfers over the past few years, sums nowhere close to his estimated net worth of $8 to $12 billion. At least one wallet that's widely considered to be controlled by Larson still owns 1,173,000 XRP worth $3.3 million. Jed McCaleb. Unlike Larson, McCaleb has sold his entire initial allocation of XRP. Specifically, McCaleb programmatically sold at least 5.7 billion XRP over the course of several years, earning him a personal fortune near $3 billion. Forbes estimates that he's remained near that $3 billion net worth ever since his last sale of XRP in 2022. McCaleb left Ripple in 2013 and founded Stellar in 2014. Read more. Ripple went all in on politics and gained billions. David Schwartz. Schwartz, co-creator of the XRP ledger, claims that he's never owned anywhere close to a nine-figure, let alone a 10-figure quantity of XRP. In April 2024, he publicly claimed that his all-time peak holdings of XRP were 26 million, despite a rumor that he owned 1,060,000 24.99997 XRP. Schwartz claims that he and his wife agreed to sell some of his XRP, as well as the BTC that he had accumulated at 10 cents and $750, respectively. His current net worth and lifetime XRP sales are hidden from public view. Read more. Ripple co-founder explains why most banks don't use XRP. Arthur Brito. As co-creator of the XRP ledger, BitMEX Research estimated that Brito received 1 billion XRP in 2012, subject to a lockup agreement. In fact, Ripple Labs didn't object to an SEC allegation that Brito received double that amount, 2 billion. In either case, due to the loss of XRP ledgers prior to January 1, 2013, and Brito maintaining his privacy, it's nearly impossible to determine how much XRP he's sold. While Brito wasn't a defendant in the SEC's landmark lawsuit against Ripple Labs, Larson, and Garlinghouse, he has previously stated that he was subject to a founder's XRP lockup plan, which Chris Larson and I are participating in. He's also been mostly silent on social media. He created an X, then Twitter account, in 2011, and has only posted once in many years. He posted a single emoji earlier this year. Brad Garlinghouse. According to the SEC, Garlinghouse sold $150 million worth of XRP from April 2017 through December 2019. These sales were his largest source of income during this period. Garlinghouse has been CEO of Ripple Labs since January 1, 2017. Although he's not a co-founder of Ripple, he received XRP allocations pursuant to his employment. According to Charles Gasparino, Garlinghouse still owns considerable XRP, and his personal net worth hit $10 billion on March 20, 2025, during a price rally in XRP. This summer, he allegedly sold another $200 million worth of XRP. A court document related to the SEC v. Ripple lawsuit classified most of Garlinghouse's XRP sales as programmatic, meaning that he was selling on a predetermined schedule. Like other early insiders, Garlinghouse also owns equity in companies, so XRP isn't the sole source of his wealth. A reporter once claimed that Garlinghouse owned 6.9% of Ripple's equity, for example. Ripple owns tens of millions of XRP and also has cash and business divisions worth billions in their own right. Although the company is privately held with no obligation to disclose its cap table, there are equity investors from as early as 2013, like Andreessen Horowitz and Google Ventures. This recording is AI-generated. Get more crypto news at protos.com.